السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد. Since the first day of Ramadan we have been discussing a hadith of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in which نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام says that حسنوا اموالکم بالزکاۃ وداووا مرضاکم بالصدقہ واستقبلوا امواج البلاء بالدعاء والتضرع كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Protection of wealth, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, lies in the payment of zakat. I've explained this to some extent. We cannot do justice to an explanation or to the hadith sharif in the little time that we have. But there is so much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned on the virtues of giving zakat and the harm of not giving. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this zakat, when you are going to give, then it is going to be a protection for your wealth. And I will go on repeating that this does not mean that we must not adopt any other security measures. We must adopt all kinds of measures that we wish to, but we must truly believe that this is also a prescription of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his prescriptions are wahi. So many people, that is the only thing they considered as real and true security. Because of the weakness of our iman, and not necessarily weakness also, to make use of means is not a weakness of iman, as long as we don't trust in those means. However, whatever means we adopt, it is just for our satisfaction. We get some kind of satisfaction that we've got some means of security. But in reality, that is not security. When a person has burglar guard, when he has some kind of a security guard, or he has some other kind of equipment, it just gives him a little bit of comfort that he has got some kind of installation that will keep guard. However, that is not real security. Security is in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there is no shortage of evidence. Throughout the world we can see that people have adopted means upon means upon means. And yet, in spite of all the means that they adopted, they failed to attain security or obtain security. So we must make use of the means, because we live in a world of means. We tie the camel, but we trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his prescription is the best of all prescriptions. So together with what else we do, the first thing that we should do is make sure that our zakat is paid properly. And I have repeated this many times, that lots of people, they change their lives after some period of time. Some when they are 20 years of age, some when they are 30, some 50, and some when they are 60s and 70s. And some don't change until the last day of their life on this earth. So when the person changes after many years, then he does not look back into his life. Because this is like a debt that we owe. Just as how if you are owing a person some money, and after 50 years the person changed his life, so he is still obliged to pay that money back to whomsoever it is due. Doesn't mean that because the person changed his life and now he started going for Hajj and Umrahs, and because he started making 5-time namaz, and he started making zikr and tilawat, and he started giving charities, and he started tearing in his duas, so that's why all the debts of the people all maaf. That is our understanding. That the moment we change our life, everything is all forgiven and all maaf. Yes, the sin of having delayed that payment of the debt, that will be maaf if the person asks that person forgiveness. However, the debt will still have to be paid. The sin of having delayed that salat and not performed it, now that the person made sincere tawbah and he starts performing the salat, so the sin of having delayed the other salat and made qaza, Allah Ta'ala, if He wills, He will make maaf. But he'll still have to make qaza of those salats. In the same way, zakat also, if the person did not pay for many years, he will have to pay the zakat. Now many people say, how are we going to pay zakat over the years that have gone by? If we're going to pay zakat, there'll be nothing left. Inshallah, you will find that Allah Ta'ala will multiply and return it. Allah Ta'ala is such that the moment you give in His cause, and zakat, it is an obligation, yet Allah Ta'ala multiplies it and gives it back to the person. And even if nothing remains, then too that person must not look back. He must go on paying the zakat. If he can't pay all in a lump sum, keep on giving over a period of time. But if he's going to dispense of the zakat, then he will get that protection of the remainder of his wealth also. So if there is a loss, the first thing we must check is the payment of zakat. Check everything else too, but the main thing that you should check, how have I dispensed of my zakat? If the person is certain that he has paid zakat as it should be paid, in fact sometimes he has given even more, and then he still suffered a loss, then he must believe and truly believe that Allah Ta'ala warded off some great calamity that was going to come upon him, which could have destroyed him totally and his property and everything totally. So this little loss that he suffered, Allah Ta'ala has taken a little bit and replaces it with plentiful. Or Allah Ta'ala removes some calamity, or Allah Ta'ala will give him some rewards in the akhirat. It could be a test of his patience and sabr. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا الصَّابِرِينَ. So a Muslim under all conditions is successful, if only he follows the Qur'an and the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the second part that we were discussing was that treat your sick with sadaqah. Now again here, the person takes medication, the person takes the treatment that the physician or the doctors recommend or dispense. However, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's one prescription, which we must truly believe that it is a prescription which has worked for millions of people. So if we have that yaqeen, then inshallah it will work for us too. But Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could have had more yaqeen in these prescriptions than himself? Nobody could have had more yaqeen than himself. Who could have had more tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But yet Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took medication also. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٌ, that for every sickness there is a medication, there is some dawa. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they took medication. The awliya and the pious and the righteous ones, they take medication. In fact, sometimes they take more rigidly and more religiously than we take. So we think that this person is very much concerned about medication and his health. Whereas they consider that body to be an amanat. It is a trust that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. We cannot undertake ibadat without the body being physically fit. So now they are not really concerned about the body, because they know the body will one day turn to dust in the grave. What they are concerned about is that there is an obligation upon every human being to fulfill the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in there comes the earning of livelihood, in there comes the performance of salat, in there comes the taking care of the poor, the needy, the weak and the destitute, in there comes the fulfillment of the rights of so many different people. Now how is he going to acquire education and everything else that comes with it? How is he going to do that if he is not physically fit? So the person is told to keep his body fit. Now to keep that body fit, it is considering it as an amanat, it is sawab, it is ibadat. So when they take medication, that is the reason that they take it for. It is like the government has given a vehicle to somebody to go around and do some kind of work. Now this person does not check the petrol, does not check the oil, does not check the water in the radiator, and then the engine ceases, then who is the government going to punish for that? Of course, if it's a government where there is some kind of law. But if it's a government that is corrupt, then they'll say, let more vehicles perish quickly so that we can keep on buying new ones and corruption can increase. However, so they are concerned about their health because it is Allah Ta'ala's amanat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that treat with sadaqah. In Fazail al-Sadaqah, Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has recorded an incident. in which he says that, and it is mentioned in other kitabs also. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, Rahmatullah alayhi, a person came to him, and he complained of some pain in his knee. And he said, for 7 years I am being treated. For 7 years, all kinds of physicians, doctors, everybody, hakims and specialists of the time, they all tried everything to cure the ailment that this person was suffering from. So he said, this is my condition. So make dua. So he said, I will make dua. But the thing is, he says, go and have one well dug up somewhere where there is a genuine need for water. Go and have some well dug up. And it is my yaqeen and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that as soon as the water gushes forth from that well, Allah ta'ala will give you cure. So he went and he did the same thing. And as soon as the water started gushing forth, this person's sickness was gone. Now if it is the experience of a lot of people, we cannot deny it. There are many, many things that scientifically we cannot have any kind of answer for it. I have mentioned many times that there are many, many children, wallah, I can take qasam in the masjid and tell you, so it can't be a lie, because many people don't believe many things. That many a times it has happened that a child falls very sick, high temperature and extremely sick, and the doctors will say, well, very high temperature, give this, give that, give that. And sometimes it is just nothing but nazr-e-bad, evil eye. And there are certain duas which are recited, and you blow on the child, and within seconds, in presence of that parents, those children have started suddenly behaving totally differently, fit and healthy, as if there was no sickness at all. Once again, don't misunderstand. Lots of people in the name of tawizes and amaliyat have kept people away from the doctors and from the specialists and from medication. And some of them then landed in the qabristan. So we should not just take the word of the amils for granted and keep the person away from medication. Do both things. Do medication also. As I have repeatedly said, dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizo ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. So we should do both things and have yaqeen and trust in Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if he is saying that treat your sick with sadaqah, then with yaqeen, with complete trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala, just as we are doing some medication, in the same way we should have yaqeen and trust that this sadaqah of ours, it will inshallah remove that illness, that pain, that suffering. And if it continues, then Allah Ta'ala wants to give that person some high stages. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive his sins. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to give him something better in return. So then too that person is not at a loss. Inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल जलालू. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Ae khuda e bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre man paida makun. Allah 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 Allahu Allah Allahu Allah Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah illallahu illallah allahumma salli ala sayyidina muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina muhammadin wa barik wa sallim اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Let's read at least one tasbih of astaghfirullah, one tasbih of durood sharif. One tasbih, third kalima, doesn't take time. In the masjid, we do a little bit of zikr, that is not sufficient. Just one teaspoon of water, or one tablespoon of water is not sufficient to quench the thirst of a person. Nevertheless, we must make a lot of dua, a lot of istighfar, a lot of tawbah. Mubarak month, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's doors of maghfirat, His mercy open. It is an ideal starting point for the changing of life. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akram al-Akramin, Ya Ghiyath al-Mustaghithin. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most merciful Allah, most generous and kind Allah. Sattar al-uyub wa far al-zunub Allah. Most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Most tolerant Allah. Most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our parents. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of your maghfirat for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the floodgates of your rahmat and mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless each and every person with iman and Islam. Ya Allah, use us as a means for the propagation and spread of your Mubarak deen and the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you this part of the morning. In this Mubarak day, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then when we were committing haram deeds and haram actions. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have ordered the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. Yet how tolerant you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful and kind you are. In spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink. In spite of all our sins, you have blessed us with sight and with hearing and with speech, with our heart and mind, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Ya Allah, your ihsan is unlimited upon us. We cannot do justice, my beloved Allah, to making shukr of yours. Ya Allah, we are grateful to you for all the ni'mats and bounties you have blessed us with. We use your bounties, your gifts for your disobedience. Day and night, my beloved Allah, we use your given bounties for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The ni'mat and bounty of speech for your disobedience. Hearing for your disobedience. Our hands and feet for your disobedience. Our wealth for your disobedience. Our homes for your disobedience. Our cars for your disobedience. How much of sins we commit through these bounties of yours. Ya Allah, it is only you who tolerate such weakness. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. The life which is gone is gone. The life which remains, make us pious, righteous. Bless us with your muhabbat. Bless us with the muhabbat and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that is pleasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from everything that is haram and forbidden. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the Tabi'in, Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, the Mashayikh. Ya Allah, they do good deeds, righteous deeds, and they say, we haven't been able to do justice. Ya Allah, we commit sins upon sins. Day and night we indulge in dark actions and evils, and yet, my beloved Allah, we brag about it. We advertise our sins. We propagate our sins. We broadcast our sins. Ha, mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan? Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no other door that we can tap. Ya Allah, we are tapping at your door. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Bless us all with good health. whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, wherever they may be, or amongst us, Ya Allah, bless each and every one with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, the cure of ailments and sicknesses lies in your hands. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Bless us with physical and spiritual cure. We are sick, my beloved Allah. Our hearts are diseased. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Mere Allah, hamara banja, hame apna bana le. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are poverty-stricken, give them wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for Umrah, make maqbool their Umrah. Those who are planning for Hajj, make their Hajj easy, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much he loved his ummah, my beloved Allah. How much of sacrifices he made for the sake of the ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Our families with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. The ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who have passed away, many have lost their parents, some have lost their wives, some have lost their children. Whosoever has passed away in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, bless them with forgiveness. Fill their graves with noor. My beloved Allah, fill their graves with noor. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Bless us with death in Madinah Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.